So it's 1:36 my time on Tuesday, February 7th. I was not planning on recording a voice memo today. Quite frankly, maybe ever again. Let me know if you're enjoying this. But I came out of a meeting, and actually in the meeting, my phone, my pocket was vibrating, was lighting up, which is never a good thing, having done this for a bit now as the CEO of a company. If your phone blows up unexpectedly, something bad probably happened. So I came out of this meeting and I had a flurry of texts and DMs and emails about, oh, did you see the Microsoft Edge news? Microsoft Edge is integrating with OpenAI's APIs, and we got AI in the browser, and it's like you can do... Anyways, I want to share some thoughts about how I'm live processing this, like, you know, moments after finding it out. I think at a high level, anyone that's been in this role before knows there's, if we're all being honest, there is existential dread with competition. No matter what people say, no matter how they posture, you can't help but be a little bit paranoid and scared of who you're competing with, especially big, entrenched, wealthy, well-capitalized, well-staffed incumbents. So no matter how many years you've done this, no matter how confident you're feeling about your business, it's stressful to, you know, receive a bunch of texts and DMs mentioning like, hey, one of your largest competitors, one of the largest companies in the world, just, you know, added this revolutionary new feature potentially to its browser revolving around AI and LLMs. And, you know, what do you think? Here's what I think. If I'm being totally honest. So after the kind of like initial shock and dread settles down, there's three things on my mind. The first is Satya Nadella is a fucking boss. I really think Satya is going to go down as one of the greatest CEOs of our generation, if not the greatest. And so if I'm being totally honest there, you know, if it was anyone else, I think I would almost completely write it off as something that is on my mind, but got to respect Satya Nadella. I don't think anyone has read the waves as well as Satya has, and I think he's a formidable person to be leading one of our biggest competitors. So that's honest truth. Not great. Not loving it. but actually, you know, if you get past the Satya Nadella is a badass and this technology is unbelievably impressive. I mean, just to name it, I think transformers are the biggest breakthrough of recent memory, definitely since mobile and cloud computing. But I don't have nothing new to say there. If you're listening to this podcast, you know what's going on in the world of transformers and LLMs. But there are three things that just don't pass the sniff test about this launch for me, if I'm being totally honest. And I don't mean to be negative. Like, quite frankly, I hate that Chrome dominates the browser market. I think it's bad for the world. I think it's bad for the internet. I think it's bad for humans. So I am super down for Edge to break through and like cut into Chrome's market share, even if they're a competitor. So this is not me being negative for negative's sake. I am actually in a weird way rooting for Satya and Microsoft Edge. I would love for them to take down the monopoly that is Google Chrome and help us take it down. I want an open internet that has a diversity of options. I want browser companies, Arc, to be one of them, but I would love for Edge to gain market share as well. So I'm going to be critical, but hopefully constructively so. And God, who the fuck is listening to this voice memo? So, you know, I view this as talking to family and friends. So three things don't pass the sniff test for me. The first is, I think, red flag 101, when the product launch features the example of planning a trip. Anyone that's in product design, product management, engineering, you all know that planning a trip is the lazy... We don't actually know what this thing's for, but it'd be great for planning a trip. Like, that's just red flag, red flag, red flag. Specifically, this feels like tech looking for a problem and looking for an application. And quite frankly, it absolutely is that. I think Satya Nadella is an amazing, the best strategic thinker. Not a bottoms-up product craftsperson. I'm sure he didn't have much to do with the actual features themselves. And so this feels like Satya rightfully is observing that transformers are the breakthrough of our generation, potentially. And we should do something with them. And this feels like that. What if transformers could help you plan a trip? It feels like innovative tech looking for a problem, looking for a solution. And it feels super contrived. You can tell from the examples that they give. The second reason is it's just... You know, if you actually look at the UI and the interface and the features themselves, it's too familiar. It's too recognizable. And not that, you know, I think it's nice to build, and it's really important, not even nice, it's really important to build intuitive interfaces that are approachable and familiar. But the idea that we're going to have a transformative breakthrough in technology that will be in the history books and change everything, and it is a bolted-on sidebar where you can type in a text box and ask the exact same questions you ask Google, but it comes in a chat interface. It's just like, there's just no way. It feels familiar. It feels bolted on. And I think I have no doubt that this technology, these technologies, these breakthroughs are going to radically change the way we use our computers and we use software and we use the internet. No doubt. And I have no doubt it is going to look radically different than what was shown today and is going to be something native to the technology and native to the moment. And bolting on a sidebar to Microsoft Edge where you can summarize the pay, it's just, there's just no, I just, there's no way, in my opinion, that that's it. However, I'm a big believer in assume you don't know, as I talked about in the first voice memo, and that means you just got to get started. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect that Microsoft is just getting started and putting themselves out there. But I think we are far, at least based on what they showed today, technology aside, from the interface and application and kind of like human purpose, we haven't figured it out yet. And it's clearly not what we saw today, in my opinion. And then the last thing, which all, you know, admittedly is my style, but I do think is true, is like, I just couldn't help but think, like, what if Steve Jobs had access to this technology and was unveiling what he was doing with Transformers? What would Virgil Abloh, you know, insert your, there was no soul in what was released today. There was no artistic expression. There was no spirit. There wasn't any humanity. It felt like a tech demo. And I really hope, even if it's someone that takes us down as a company, that the way that we use these LLMs or the way that this technology impacts our life is something that's just more inspiring and more artful and more expressive and more, I don't know, just imaginative. Like I really hope someone pulls the future forward. So, you know, to be honest, I'm really excited. The browser company is not oblivious to what is going on in this space, and I'm excited for us to explore some of the stuff in the future. But this voice memo isn't about the browser company. It is about this really exciting moment in time that we're at. And my reaction, seeing that one of our biggest competitors is playing around in the space as a first mover and someone with a lot of advantages, and I applaud Satya Nadella. I'm not going to lie, the combination of Satya and a big competitor, you know, being first mover on a lot of this new on these new technologies applied to the web browser, the market we're in, definitely scary, definitely makes a hard job, not the text you want to be receive on a random day. And at the same time, like, you know, if I'm being totally honest, and what's the point of this voice memo format if I'm not being totally honest? It's just not this. It's just not this. So kudos to Satya. Definitely lights a fire under our butts, but we can do better. We're going to do better. I think the future is going to look a lot different than this, and I'm excited to see what other people dream up and what Microsoft dreams up, but I don't want to plan a trip with a chatbot.